It's the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy Show, making healthy living fun for everyone.
I want to congratulate you on the show. It's really great.
Well, thank you. It's great to hear.
And I actually have your book, You Can't Lose Weight Alone. I love it.
You guys are excellent. I check you guys out every week.
I love your show. And every week I learn something new, so I think it's great.
Well, thank you. We appreciate it.
Join Dr. Fitness.
No, it's no longer a six-pack. No, it's the 8-pack and the 12-pack.
And the Fat Guy.
Or what I have, the pony keg.
They deliver the skinny on Getting Skinny.
Doctor, the traveling pair have landed.
Lee, we're back here in Atlanta, Georgia. We've been away for a while, but we're back here.
Weeks.
It's good to see you.
No, it isn't, Doctor. We've spent way too much time together. It'll take us another half a year to recover.
That was good. We had a good time together. You got to see my family. We got to go to New York City. We got to be in Times Square during the bombing.
During the action. Did you see me? I was on video taking my shirt off.
Now, we actually were in New York City this past weekend at the New York Publicity Summit, and we happened to be right in the center of all the action.
Doing the important things, looking for pizza and deli.
Looking for pizza and deli. And the ASICS store.
Right. Now, somebody asked me, they go, if the bomb went off, would you have been one of the ones running towards the bomb to help or the ones running away from it to protect yourself? And I thought it was a good question, and I would be definitely running away to protect myself.
Well, we would be running in a pair.
Right. But screaming like a little girl.
Right.
I was practicing.
And the good thing is, the thing that we did so well is that we happened to get lost right at the time of the bombing. So it was good. We kind of went away from the action. We got kind of turned around, and we were, you know, kind of going in the wrong direction, which was good.
And we tried to flag down that smoking SUV for directions, and he just ignored us.
I got to tell you, New York City is such a great place to eat food. Isn't it just the most amazing place on earth?
And tell them the people we ran it. We saw. We visited some.
We actually had a great time. We went up there. We actually met up with one of our good friends, Jennifer Gallardi, who is a – what's that? You got a note?
No, this is the cupcake place.
Oh, the cupcake place. Yeah, that's right. Jennifer Gallardi, she is a choreographer to the stars. She was actually involved in the Pussycat Dolls situation there.
Right, a whole bunch of.
And she has her own DVD. She's done a lot of stuff, and we got a chance to finally meet up with her. What attractive girl!
Yeah,
very attractive.
She made us look good. Well, all of a sudden, we were like cool people. People were looking at us like,
girl,
why are they? Right. Why is she talking to them?
She's got that celebrity look, you know.
Did you put the picture up? Proof that we actually met her in person?
Yeah, I gotta go. It's still on my phone. I got
to
transfer.
Come on. If anybody knows how to help Dr. Fitness get a picture from the phone to the Facebook, we would really appreciate it. Really.
It'll get there. So we got to spend time with her. And I don't think she's really that tall, but she was wearing shoes like Paul Stanley from Kiss. And I think I met her like 8 feet tall. It was, you know, she's got long legs.
Yeah.
Very long legs. Very attractive girl.
And then we also
And then we got to see Sarita Liu, who also has a great DVD. And we got to see her at Lululemon, which is a great little store and all over the country, but right. There's one here in Atlanta as well. We went to go see her at that
there's
store.
There's two in Atlanta.
Yeah, cool place. They give away free yoga classes.
I know. How cool is that?
That was really cool, and she was a lot of fun. What a great personality.
And you could tell she really liked that, working there.
Yeah, she liked working there. Great personality. She has her own DVD out as well, and she's been on a show.
Let's focus on the cupcakes, because they were unique. You didn't like them?
They're okay.
It was a cupcake the size of a quarter.
You're such a chick. You're unbelievable. You're talking about that's what
I'm
you're,
the fact. I wouldn't.
I
think
like
I'm
talking
talk about
the girls that we hung out with that were really attractive.
Two middle-aged married guys talking about girls.
Absolutely,
that's interesting.
You want to talk about cupcakes?
Yeah,
all right, go ahead. Knock yourself out. We had that. They're like little bite-sized cupcakes,
but
like shot glasses.
But it wasn't like just the bad part of the cupcake. They put the good part of the cupcake in there.
Yeah, it was like
the icing and the
I like
and the
icing.
Stuffing, the middle part.
Yeah, and it was like so like you got it in one shot. You
right.
know, two bites and you're done with the cupcake.
Two? You did two?
Yeah, what did you
I
get?
Was doing them wrong.
You ate the or whole thing
one.
All at once?
I thought it was bite size.
But they had all these different flavors. Like they had like peanut butter and jelly, which
right.
was like a peanut butter and jelly
cookie
sandwich.
Cookie dough, s'mores, tie-dye, cinnamon. The cinnamon tastes like a cinnamon roll.
Mint chocolate chip.
And you only needed like a bite or two.
How many? Three for a buck?
Try again there, champ.
They were $3 a buck each.
It was 100 for 70 bucks is the discount.
I don't think I paid for that one.
A buck each. It was like a bite.
A buck a bite.
A buck a bite. That's what I love about New York.
Yeah, they make it by the bite.
Yeah, that's so, pretty smart.
But the wonderful thing about New York is that there's also you can find pizza.
It's called
pizza.
Baked by Melissa.
Oh, that was the name of the store? What was the is that the street name on it? Where is it at?
It was in Union Square. I don't remember the street.
Union Square, which is a really cool place in New York City.
14th, 7th and 14th.
And let me tell you something. You can eat a lot more food in New York, but here's the catch. You got to walk everywhere.
You got to earn it.
You can't get a taxi. You got to earn it, and you got to walk, and you got to have a backpack, too, so you get to sweat. It was interesting. It was really warm there. I think that's the warmest
it was
been since we've gone. Been going back to the city in May, early
Thank
May.
Thank God for global warming.
Yeah, it was really good, really. Yeah. And it was like 9 o'clock. We're out walking 9 o'clock at night. It was great.
Awesome.
It was really a good time.
How many miles do you think we covered? We were back and forth 50 times.
We walked for a couple hours.
Miles, right? It had to be miles.
Well, we got to see the distance between between the Empire State Building and where we were.
Well, I went to Bryant Park, to the Madison Square Garden. How many times back and forth? with detours to like the deli and then Union Square. And
so this is the other funny thing is me and the fat guy went on a mission to find... We somehow found that we wanted to find the best pizza in New York City. And we wanted to find the best pizza by the slice, not like the gourmet pizza where you sit down and have like a nice meal. We wanted like the stand up place.
Classic.
Yeah, where you stand up and eat a slice of pizza.
It's not that easy.
It's not that easy.
You think it would be easy.
Yeah.
It's not that easy.
We ran into several obstacles. First, we tried to find a book that would tell us.
Yeah.
That didn't work out.
That was impossible.
So well.
Every book has like 50 choices. They're all different from the other ones.
Yeah.
No consensus.
And then we finally met people that were
that
telling
suggested.
Us that suggested, okay, you got to go here. This is the best place in the world. You got to do this. And we went to that place and it was closed.
Of course.
So then we just said, okay,
random chance.
Where's the closest one right. Now? We got to go for the closest pizza. And you know what? The beautiful thing about that is it was all good.
Right.
They were really, really good. It was really good pizza. And, of course...
It really didn't matter where we went.
Right. We had to stop off at Ben's Deli a couple of times, too. That helped.
Yeah, that's... I do this thing called Foursquare where you write in, you report where you're at. And then somebody emailed me. They're like, did you go to every deli inside of New York? Because every time you're tweeting is saying you're at some deli. That's all I'm seeing is deli, deli, deli.
But the good thing about me and you when we travel is that you really... accommodate me very well. If I say I want to go to deli, you're like, all right, let's go to deli. You're not,
exactly.
Not very difficult.
Easy breezy.
It was really easy.
You're the one that's a little picky.
I'm the pain in the ass, and it was really good that I got to go to Ben's Deli twice. I was thinking,
almost the third time. And we regretted we didn't go a third time.
We almost went three times. We actually were thinking on the way back driving
home. We saw it.
We were right there, and we were saying, you know what? Right now would be a great time. It was like 9 o'clock Sunday night. Right now would be a great time.
I wish we would have bought
a sandwich
and brought it with us on the plane.
I know. That would have been so good. So, we had a really good time and met some really cool people in New York. And hopefully they'll be guests on our show. But here's what I want to throw out to our audience, Lee. Especially the ones that are in New York, that are living in New York City or New York for the people that were up there. What is your favorite pizza place so that when we go up there next time, we know where to go.
Maybe you can meet us.
Maybe you can meet us for a slice.
And buy it for us. It's only $1.
$1. Well, there were places. The thing that was amazing. Two slices and a drink for $5.
Yeah, you got to love that.
Dude, that to me is the perfect meal.
Right.
Two slices and a drink.
That beats the Subway $5 footlong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's absolutely. And we had an interesting time trekking back and forth.
Right.
We took the train. We took the buses this time. Port Authority is an interesting place. About 10 o'clock at night. Don't go in the bathroom.
It's not a place I'd hang out.
Yeah, don't go in the bathroom too much.
But in the men's room, people are very friendly. They like to chat.
So good times. We had a good time. And what else, Lee? We had some stuff back from Omaha. Didn't we?
Yes, I have the – if you want to listen to them now or they – I put it on the Facebook. I put it on the website, the blog, some of the interviews we did when we were at our booth.
Yeah.
When we're handing out the pop chips. I could play that now or you can just make them go to the website.
Go to the website. I don't play it. Let them listen there. It's
okay.
There.
They're there. It's just a couple minutes of us interacting with some of the people at the expo.
And for the people who are going to be here in town, May 15th
and
16th,
we got another one.
We are going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, our home state. We are going to be at the Alive Expo, the Alive Fitness and
Which
Health Expo.
Which is a big deal here.
Yes, big deal at the Georgia World Congress Center.
Yeah.
Booth number 438.
Is that so?
I think so. I think
Make
that's
a note.
Come by. We're going to be giving out some prizes. You got a chance to win some really cool stuff if you come by and say hi and meet Dr. Fitness.
We got lots of goodies.
Yeah, come by our booth, say hello, and we'll have lots of goodies, and maybe we'll even get you on the air if you're
funny. Record our segment with you, and then we'll see if you make the cut.
Yeah, and if you're hot, maybe we'll actually take
your picture.
We'll take your picture.
Put it on our Facebook page.
And maybe we'll make you win the prize, because we can rig that stuff, right?
It's totally rigged.
Yeah, so so Pop Chip is going to be there.
Oh,
We also have a Trek Desk is going to be there as well with us, and maybe even Supersize Cycles. Maybe riding our bike downtown.
Ride it downtown.
That bike's going to be coming in town. We have our tandem bike that's built for two, that's being shipped from Omaha back to Atlanta.
That's right.
And
it's available for Atlanta events.
That's right. And we're going to be here, and we're going to be riding that thing up and down the city. And I can't wait.
Yelling it at – you know, that's going to be good. We go to the river.
Go down the river.
With a bullhorn.
With a bullhorn. And a bell. Should we get one of those bells, those little Tinkerbell things?
A Tinkerbell
thing? And streamers on the front.
And your old baseball cards we'll put on the spokes.
Uh-huh. What were those things that you used to put on the spokes?
They're like
colorful.
Straws.
Yeah, they're like straws, but they're real colorful.
Right. We could do that. We should do that. Pimp my tandem.
Pimp my tandem.
Yeah. Have a contest.
That would be great. So we got a lot of stuff going on. And what do you got going on with anything this weekend? Any fitness things that you're doing with the family?
It's Mother's Day. So
how are you spending? Now, you have a friend. Tell us about your friend that has an interesting Mother's Day planned. This really should be in a part of every Mother's Day, right?
Here in north of Atlanta, there's a place called, what is it called? The Hike Inn? It's called something Hike Inn.
I'll see if I can find it.
And what it is what she's going to do with her family is they park their car, and then they take a backpack with their stuff, and then they have to hike 5 miles. 5 miles in the Appalachian Trail.
It's called the Lenfoot Hike-In, and it's the base of the Amicalola Falls State Park. And basically, it's a place where you have to take a 5 mile hike, and they have bunk rooms rather than individual rooms. And it's like, I think, $70 a person. And it's for the people that if you want to take a hot shower, get some home cooked meals. If you don't want the camping experience necessarily, like you have to bring a tent with you. This is like the perfect thing.
Right. So it combines like the outdoors with hiking and all that stuff with a hotel.
Right. And you were saying that it's the start of the Appalachian Trail.
Right. It's in the Appalachian area, and then you hike. It's a fairly well-marked trail. It's not like you have to be like, you know, Lewis and Clark going through the woods.
Well, it is the Appalachian Trail.
Right. So there's always interesting people, you know, the occasional serial killer.
Yeah,
and
serial killers.
Animal.
So definitely bring some mace, right? You want to bring some mace or a gun or something like that in
case
they're
strangers. Probably not big fans with.
Yeah.
But some sort of mace, probably a good idea.
Yeah. I looked at this and I said, I got to do this with my kid or what about you?
I told my wife, she's like, you've got to be kidding me. Yeah. And I'm not interested either. I mean, that's
you have no
desire whatsoever.
Really?
Not even a little. Not even a little of a little.
I would think that this would really get you going. I would think this would be the first thing that you'd want to do
really that kind of outdoors nature. Not a big fan of nature.
Not a big fan of nature.
I like maybe if it was a moving sidewalk from the car to there.
Yeah.
Because I've talked to the owner of that, and there's no valet. You know, you can't bring a car there. They won't even let you helicopter drop there, right? Because I asked that too. You have to actually hike 5 miles. And then, like, say you're there and you're like, wow, I've had a great time. I'm really tired. You still got to walk 5 miles back to your car.
Right.
It's like it doesn't end there.
It doesn't end there. No.
And but 5 miles in the woods, that's not 5 miles walking in a circle on a track.
Are you going to lend her your walking sticks, by the way?
She has her own.
She has her own walking sticks?
Absolutely.
I've
hooked her up with walking sticks.
Man, you're just... Look at you, spreading the joy.
I know.
You know who to. You know who to grease. You know who to grease. You got walking poles over there, so that's a good weapon. You can use that too. You don't really need mace if you have a good
pair of walking sticks,
right? With a good sharp edge at the back. So, what are you guys going to do for Mother's Day?
We will walk somewhere probably because we'll probably walk to brunch or something like that.
Yeah. Are you doing any events? Are you guys doing like the Peachtree Road Race this summer?
No. This Saturday we're going. There's a farmer's market that opened here near our house, which we'll walk to and then get some fresh produce.
Right.
And then walk back with it.
Right.
That's what we do.
And you have a visitor coming into town, don't you? Isn't your dad coming in?
My dad's coming in a couple of weeks, but my wife's mother's coming this weekend, I believe.
Right. And you're going to be taking everybody to the gym, working out with everybody, showing them how to use the weights and all that.
They're going to go to the gym.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I worked out this morning, and I got to tell you, I knew I had like an hour. My time frame was an hour, and I was going to go running first. I was really in the mood to run, but I knew it was a lifting day.
Don't you hate that?
Well, no, because the lifting is only 20, 30 minutes tops.
That's running, all you lift?
Yeah, that's all. I mean, I blow right
an hour.
No, I blow right. I mean, I go right through everything. Really? Like that. Boom, boom, boom. Each exercise. But it hurts. It hurts. It's painful.
Well, if you do it wrong.
No, it's.
Don't overdo it.
When you do it right.
No.
When you do it right, it hurts.
Less weight. More.
No, I'm just.
To failure.
Right.
No injuries.
When you go all out.
It's for the rest of your life, dude. You're not training for the Mr. Olympia anymore.
I know.
Those days are over.
I know. So anyway, I worked out today, and I decided that I was going to switch it up. I'm going to lift, and then I'm going to go run. Because yeah. It was a beautiful day.
Right, but then when you lift and then run, then you're tired.
Well, you're running like, I was like, I felt like such a meathead while I was running. I couldn't move my arms, you know, my arms were real stiff.
Yeah.
But, it was really warm out there, and it was beautiful.
It was good,
oh,
right?
Man, I'm telling you. I just,
you know what I did? I had one of the best workout days in terms of got everything in. And without any headaches.
You're right, because you're right that you've been telling me that you've been having a difficult time because your schedule's
all messed
up. My work
and us traveling and stuff.
Yeah.
So I got a chance to lift weights.
Yep.
And then I did a little cardio. And then I had enough time to go to the river and do like a run around the river outside. And then in the evening, my wife's like, oh, let's go to the gym. So I got bonus cardio.
Yeah, when she says that, do you go, oh, man, I don't want to do it. Or you're like, no, oh, no, I really, I want to
no,
go.
No, I would never say no.
Really? Never. So you're like, even if you were tired, you're like, all
no,
right, I'll go.
It's bonus.
So you look at it as bonus time. You
well,
don't even think
I don't,
of
it. That's the thing. It's like, I'm not. This is where I think
you said
people
you don't
mess
like,
up.
You said you don't like to exercise that
I know,
much,
but it's not. If exercise, if you're doing it like I'm going to do it like you do to be like exhausted and hurting. I'm like, oh, I'll just go on an elliptical. I'll bring my Kindle and read the Sarah Silverman book.
Right.
So. It gives me a chance to read.
Right. So it's for you, you're looking
at I don't have to be like at max workout at all
right.
times.
You're just like looking at it as a bonus, little extra. No, I look at it that way too
no,
sometimes.
Don't.
Yeah, I do. I do. I like autopilot workouts.
You've gone for a run and not sweated?
That's never happened.
Never happened.
But no, I've gone for runs that I don't push it and I don't like I'll back off.
What percentage? 1%.
No, there are workouts that I do. No, like,
you take it too seriously.
No, today it was one of those days. I was climbing up. I'm telling you, I was running, and I was running up this hill. And
you started walking?
It was a big, no.
You
never
walked?
Never walked. No.
God forbid.
But this, I hit some big hills, man. I'm back out. You know, when you're running on a treadmill, you got to realize, treadmill's flat. Unless you make yourself
even
a hill.
Even if you put it in an angle, it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same. And, you know, I'm outside. I love, I love taking up these hills. But today, man, I just did not have my A game. Did not have it. So for me, it's like, okay, if I don't have my A game, that's fine. I am just going to make sure I complete it. And I was huffing and puffing. And I just backed off. I usually, when I hit the hills, I bear down and go faster. This time, I didn't do that. I just backed off. I just took it easy. I just ran nice and easy. And it was great. I finished my workout, no problems. So for our listeners out there, it's okay. You don't need to kill yourself.
It's not all or nothing.
It's not all or nothing. Do a little bit, and you know, now's the time of the year, and we were talking about this in one of our wellness minutes today. Now's the time of year to get outside. Why? Because even a little bit of green activity, outside activity, there are studies that have shown increases mental health. It improves your mood. People that are young, people that are mentally ill respond favorably, and it only takes what?
5 minutes.
5 minutes of time just being outside. So, you know, you don't need to be out there for a lot of time. So move your workouts now this time of year. Move some of them outside. Look, if it rains, yeah, go inside. No big deal. You don't like going. You don't like getting wet in the rain?
I know, but that's a good day. Do an exercise DVD. I mean, you have to have a variety of choices. You can't be
Yeah, sometimes people don't like the variety, though. They get overwhelmed. I don't know what to do today. It's
I know,
so much
but
variety.
You have to have a few go-to things. Like, you know what? My favorite thing is running outside. My second favorite thing is doing exercise DVD. My third favorite thing is going to the gym and doing the elliptical. It's like you have a few things so that you're not stuck. It's not all or nothing.
Yeah. But you said that you've been struggling because your schedule has changed now, and it's affecting your workout time. First of all, you do not. This is interesting about you. You are not a workout guy in the mornings.
Early morning.
Don't like that.
I like it in the afternoon. Like in the mid-afternoon before I get my kid.
You like it in the mid-afternoon, which...
So I've done my work for the day.
Right.
And then now I have to get my kid. So this is the transition between work and parenting.
Right.
And then it's my time.
That's when you have a window.
That's it. I got a window.
That's... Even if you, let's say, but you would prefer that time, right? Wouldn't that be the right time for you? Wouldn't you like to work out in the afternoon anyway?
If it was the perfect scenario, I would do it in the morning before went to work.
I thought you don't like to work out in the morning. I don't
like it in my situation now because it doesn't fit into my schedule. Now uh-huh. I have it. And then I like to be outside when it's hot. When I like to be running outside by the river when it's the mid-afternoon. There's, no one there, not a soul.
Yeah.
And it's me.
Yeah.
Because most people avoid when it's 88 degrees, but right. I like that.
Right. Talking about working out outside, when we were up in New York, we actually stayed back in New Jersey, slept in New Jersey. We stay with our parents, or my parents,
your
I
parents.
Should say. And this is
and
the first...
And we stay at your parents and brother's house.
Well, he thinks it's his house. My parents don't really have the same idea. But I went running, and it was also really warm in New Jersey when we were there as well. I saw a wild turkey.
Like a bottle of wild turkey?
No. I saw a wild turkey, like a wild turkey. I thought it was a turkey vulture.
How do you know it was a wild turkey?
Because he was in the brush. I saw him. I looked at him.
Did he have a butterball tag?
No, he didn't. But I've never seen a wild turkey before, and I finally saw one. And
how do you know? How can you identify...
I looked in Wikipedia.
Yeah, it could have been anything.
It was a wild turkey. In my head, it's
are
a
there
wild
wild
turkey.
Turkeys? Yeah. Obviously, there's one.
Yeah, well, there's one right near where we live. But it's one of those things. I never saw that growing up in New Jersey ever. I don't know if they're new to
Maybe
New Jersey.
Maybe they're leaving wherever they're from normally.
I don't know, but it was really cool. And the other thing too is my wife and I typically now go walking on Fridays
with poles.
No,
why not?
We don't do any pole walking.
Why wouldn't you do pole walking?
Because, first of all, I'm a terrible walker.
I know. You need the poles for support.
Maybe I should get poles.
It'll elevate your heart rate and lower your perceived exertion.
Can you ask your friend for those poles back?
Yeah. I'll jump right on that.
Get me a set of poles. Yeah. You have pole people, right?
I know. I have connections.
You have pole connections?
Yes.
Get me some poles. But yeah. I like to... So we go walking around this little park area.
Right.
And I got to tell you...
Is it like paved or is it...
Yeah, there's like a path that goes around.
Right, but path like with yeah. rocks, gravel,
no,
or like it's, cement.
It's not. It's tar. It's like a tar path.
Okay.
Why? Why are you making that?
Because
face?
The poles are. You know, they have pokey poles that go into like a trail.
Yeah.
And then they have like rubber tip poles that go onto.
I think
like
I'm gonna
cement.
Need the rubber. I need the rubber. Can I? Would you dig in and you like use your triceps? You, to push
I don't
off?
Know.
Do you propel yourself like up in the air?
I do.
That's
but
what I want to do.
I'm advanced. You know, I don't know because you had trouble picking this
what,
up.
What about like a walker? Like for old people. Can I use one of those?
Like the one you were training your mom on?
Yeah, like that one.
That was good. I wish we had a YouTube video of that.
Because that's a good tricep workout.
Now, I saw your brother is trying to get rid of your mother by putting all of the little things on every little pole.
You only need
two
tennis balls. You don't need four
tennis
balls.
Four. It gets a little dangerous. You're like, wow, it slides so easily. It's like, well, I think it's supposed to stop at some point to help you actually move.
Yeah. So anyway, we're up in New Jersey, and we're not up in Jersey. We're here in Atlanta around this park. And it's amazing when you go to parks, and it's amazing what you see when you look at stuff. And my wife walks around this park all the time. When I went with her, we saw a snake. We saw like 100 ducks, little chicklet ducks. We saw turtles, constantly with turtles with their head popping out of the water. There's so many cool things.
Any wild turkeys?
No, we didn't see any wild turkeys. What else did we see? We saw a bunch of turtles, a copperhead snake. And my wife, of course, is like freaking out.
Scorpions?
Now.
I've seen scorpions at the river.
You've seen scorpions?
Yeah.
Where?
At my river, yeah.
On the actual path?
Well, because
are they
like,
dead?
No.
They're actually alive?
Yeah. Well, it's not like they're
But they're not the real
out.
Dangerous ones.
How do you know? You would have picked one up?
No, I know that they're not the
What
real
about
dangerous.
Ducks? See any duck families? That's
yeah.
Not duck family,
yeah, we
it?
Saw a lot of duck families. And, of course, you get a little freaked out because you don't want the mom to think that you're like, you know. But I saw something really cool. There was one of those big cranes that was flying by. And then the ducks, all of a sudden, like bowed up. They got all bowed up and to protect the little ones and kind of covered them. That was super cool, man. I never saw
You know what?
Before.
This is the first time this ever happened to me. I was at the gym leaving.
Yeah.
And a bird attacked my head. Has that ever happened to you?
Really? A bird attacked you?
It like pecked my head. So I don't know if it was I don't know if it was trying to pick me up and carry me to its nest.
He wanted to protect you.
So I'm like walking.
Do you actually feel the peck?
Yeah. So like I'm walking, but I had my headphones on still, right?
He was telling you to lower your headphones, dude. Was it rap? Was it Eminem? Because those birds don't like. They like Springsteen. They don't like the Eminem crap.
So it was the birds. I was listening actually to the birds.
Well, anyway, let's bring on our first guest today. I am fired up to have with us Carla Bernberg. She is back. She is Misfit Online. She is with us once again, and we're excited to talk to her. She's also the author of, and I still have to get this book, The Whole Megillah, Mitzvahs, Matzah Balls, and Everything in Between, Bluegrass Publishing. I got to read this book, and she's got some great fitness advice. Carla, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure having you on the show. And were you listening to our little segment about getting attacked by a bird?
I am laughing about that. Although I'm not sure what shocks me more, the dissing of Eminem or the bird. I'm kind of torn there.
Well, the fat guy likes Eminem, so I'm sure he's going to diss me too. But have you ever been – has that ever happened to you, any exercise stories where you've been attacked by wildlife at all?
No, I got to say, I was thinking about that. I don't have any.
No,
nothing
that has happened to you. Nothing. No animals have gotten to you while you've been working out at all. Wow, that's great.
No, but I had a bull mastiff for years and years and years, so nothing would approach me when I was with my bull mastiff.
Oh, so you have okay. Now, have you ever been attacked by a dog without your mastiff around you?
No, I think I look tough enough. I've got that walk.
The tattoos,
Carla.
It's a swagger.
Dr. Fitness always gets charged by dogs constantly. Constantly. I can't go out. Every time I go out for a workout somewhere, I now have mace that I carry with me because I'm going
to
get attacked.
I'm going to put mace in my hair to prevent the bird attacks.
Lee, Misfit has never heard the – she's never had an attack by birds, but she did not like the fact that I dissed Eminem.
Really?
No, Mace is another rapper. I don't know if you remember him.
Yes.
That's another one.
That's
the fat guy knows all the rappers.
He likes
old school, Grandmaster Flash.
I like Pepper Spray is another rapper that he's not as popular as Mace, but he's still good.
I think we're dating ourselves.
Exactly. So what's been going on, Carla? What's happening in Misfit Online? We have a bunch of questions. It's amazing how many
Your
people.
Your Twitter people are very fired up.
They are fired up off the line. We have so many questions for you, but anything new that's going on?
I love my people. I have got so much going on. I did a whole blog, Botox. I made over my whole blog, and I wasn't thinking, and I posted on Facebook that I had gotten Botox because I'm obsessed with my blog, and I think everybody's always thinking about my blog, and everybody thought in my Facebook sphere that I had gotten Botox in my face.
Oh, really?
And I bet that didn't go over well.
That didn't go over well.
No, everybody emailed me privately and wanted to see pictures.
Oh, so they're curious, but...
They are curious, but I only Botox by blog. I did a facelift there.
Oh, so they thought you did it personally, and you just did it to your blog.
No, I did it to my blog, and I'm going a different route with my training. I'm working on juggling. That's my new thing.
Oh, you know that the fat guy, Dr. Fitness and the fat guy are
both jugglers.
Proficient jugglers.
You are?
Yeah, we both. You know what? You're going to have to come to Atlanta, and we'll show you how to do it.
Oh, I would love some in-studio because I've been reading so much on coordination and balance and reflexes, and that's what I need.
Yeah, we juggle kettlebells. Kettlebells. Yeah, that's what we do. That way you combine the workout and juggling.
And we like sharp instruments. We try to use little,
javelins. Remember javelins?
And fire. We like to use propane tanks. So that we have a little bit of a danger involved with whatever. But yeah, we both know how to juggle, so we can show you how to do it. The key is start off with two. You got to get the
one. You start off with one.
What?
That's how you do it.
Start off with one.
Thank you.
That's how uncoordinated I am.
That's how you do it.
Oh, really?
With one.
Start off with one. Okay. All right. We'll move up to two when you get to Atlanta, for sure.
At least.
So that's my thing. I'm juggling socks.
Oh, nice. Not the hacky sack balls? I thought that's like the thing that
actually, the easiest thing to juggle to start is scarves.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Those little, those.
Because they stay in the air longer.
They stay in the air longer. That's right. And you have a lot more
time to react. Or just go to, zero gravity and then you can juggle lots of things. It's much easier.
Right. And the fat guy juggles lingerie, too. He moved
No, I wear lingerie while I juggle.
You
get confused.
Okay. Very good.
It's a distraction. Then if you drop it, no one notices.
Exactly.
So, Carla, what's going on with Ellen? Are you on that show yet? Are you in the chair yet with her?
I am not. And I laugh that it's – right, walking that – it's tightrope. That should be my new workout between stalking and admiration. I've been carrying her everywhere with me, and my daughter – she just thinks it's the way things are. We go anywhere, and she says, "We forgot Ellen." And she runs back in and gets the cardboard cut out of Ellen. And we take Ellen everywhere in Austin.
No kidding.
Nice. So I'm sure she appreciates that.
What's going to happen once you conquer Ellen and you meet her and you go on her show? Are you going to come up with another person?
She'll move on. Move up the ladder.
Jay Leno?
No, I think then Ellen will probably – I think stars will start carrying a cardboard cutout of me.
That's the that's what you're shooting for.
That's right. I want Ellen to start to do it right back at me.
Well, maybe – how about you do this? Why don't you try to get a restraining order from Ellen against you that she can't come within 50 feet? And that'll get her attention.
I think I'm right on the cusp of that. I'd like to walk that line.
That sounds awesome.
So let's get to some of these questions. An interesting tweet from one of your people was that says that you use some sort of a shake weight and it seemed gimmicky.
Shake weight?
I'm not sure what that means. That's your Fat Fighter TV person. It says, "Can you please ask Misfit Online why she uses a shake weight? Seems so gimmicky."
Shake weight. I wonder if is that the thing that the thing that we did, Lee, when we were in Omaha, the power plate? Is that the thing you're talking about?
Oh, no, that's something different.
Have you ever done that?
The power plate?
Yeah.
No.
Let me tell you something. That shook us.
I'm still vibrating.
Man, that seemed a little – that seemed more like a sexual thing than a workout material thing. That thing – I mean, that thing vibrates every – it vibrated my eyebrows, everything, my earlobes. That thing is crazy.
It makes me think of the weight stuff from back in the day.
Right. That strap.
Yes.
But you stand on this device.
Right. You stand on it, and of course you can't talk or anything. It's
and it's bad for loose fillings. That's not
If you got a toothache, you got to watch out. But I'll tell you the thing I got for it really relaxed me. I felt better. All the muscles seemed relaxed after I did it, though. So anyway, so what's this link? Shake weight.
You know, and I think that somehow she's gotten me confused with someone else. There's a shake weight device where I think you hold it. It's an infomercial type thing, and it vibrates. It's almost like one of the power plates, but really small. So I've never shake weighted. I've shaken baked.
So there's another hot person out there that looks like you that's doing it. That's getting all the credit, Carla.
Maybe it's Mrs. Fit.
Yeah. That we got to get our lawyers. Get our attorneys on the phone and see if we can get the cease and desist. So. Misfit is not involved with Shake Weight. Let's get that straight now. Okay.
No Shake Weight. Shake and Bake.
Okay. Next is your buddy, Diet Girl, and our old friend.
Oh, yeah.
She wants to know your non-fitness hobbies, and what does she do when she puts down the iron? And I don't know if she's talking about your homemaking or your weightlifting.
Well, I'll give you a little insight into my life. We own no iron in this domicile. There's no ironing.
No ironing.
And movies, books.
Movies? Like what's the genre of movies do you like? Are you like Iron Man? Do you like that?
Romantic comedies.
The lower the brow, the better is our philosophy. I see at least one movie a week.
Oh, really? What was the last movie?
I actually split with my husband on this one. He went to see The Losers, and I saw City Island.
Huh. I didn't see either one.
Yeah, mine was a must skip. I think he liked his.
What about, did you see Kick-Ass?
No, that was given two thumbs down by my husband because he said it was highly violent and he wasn't in the mood.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, I want to see that How to Train Your Dragon movie. That seems like a lot of fun. I want to get that.
I've seen that like five times.
How was it? Was it good?
It was fine. I have pretty much memorized at this point. My daughter loved it.
Okay, I got it. See, that's a must-see. That and Iron Man, Lee. Those are my two next movies. Okay. Got to see them.
This is from Charlotte GFE. What does that mean?
GFE. Great fitness experiment.
See that?
GFE, dude.
Did not know. What is your number one health priority?
Living longer. I'm not a young mom, especially having one child. There are a lot of people, my peers, that are my age, but their child is my daughter's age, and it's the last of three or four. And I just want to live longer. I joke that I don't want to be using a walker at her college graduation, but I'm kind of not joking.
Now, is it living longer or is it living more vibrant and longer?
Oh, you know, I have great genetics. That's a good point. The people in my family that live to like 95 or 100. Live pretty vitally, but you're right. I want to live. I'd like to hit 90, but be active.
Right. You want to be active at 90. You want to be able to get up and still do the weights and stuff like that. Yeah, that's the thing.
Because living longer, how can you tell if you're achieving that?
Well, the thing is, it's like who cares if you're living longer, if you're in the hospital or if you're right. you're not active?
Yeah, you got to be specific, misfit on your goals.
Now, is Misfit's parents, are they both really fit and doing good?
Well, I finally got them to join the gym, but that's maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Uh-huh.
So, no, I tease them all the time that they gave me great intellectual genetics.
Yeah.
But the physical, not stressed in my household at all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing. I want to make sure that what about you, Lee? What's your deal? What's your goal? What do you want to be?
When I grow up?
No, in terms of fitness, you want to just, you know.
I just want to
survive.
Chest.
You just want to have a big chest, right? That's all you care about.
Make my stomach look smaller. That's the objective. All right, next question from Kat Does Diets. She wants to know, and Dr. Fitness will chime in on this too.
Okay.
Do I have to take a rest day? I'm alternating strength and cardio. Must I take one day completely off?
Oh, boy.
Huh?
I'm a big fan of the rest.
Me too. You got to do the rest. That's where the people make the biggest mistake, is they just keep going, you know, go crazy all the time.
And, you know, my biggest... When I had younger clients, the only way they kind of understood it is that when I first started weight training, I loved it. I was growing, so I lifted 7 days a week. And then after about 4 weeks, I started getting smaller and smaller and shedding muscle. I never gave my body any time to repair, but I still held on to the body fat.
Right.
And rest, rest, rest. I'm not even a big fan of taking, and this is just me, active recovery. I just live my life on my rest days, and I tend to be kind of active. But, you know, I don't go for a power walk on my days off. I really rest.
Right. You really try to take – that's really good advice, because a lot of times when people say that they're taking a rest day, they really don't want to do it. So they usually err on the side of really not resting. They kind of fit a lot of other things in, and they go, well, I didn't run yesterday, but I did do the – I did walk 5 miles. You know, it's like, well, it's not really a rest day then. So.
And it goes back to the goal of – what's your healthy living goal? And for me, I started out and I still do what I can do for the rest of my life. I don't work out all that much. I'm just consistent, week in, week out, year in, year out, doing today what I can do when I'm 80.
See that, Lee? That's the way to be.
She's
consistent,
so wise.
Man, she's consistent.
I feel like I'm talking to Yoda. All right. Yum Yucky wants to know, how many large cake slices has she ever gnawed in one sitting?
Cake slices? What the hell is that?
She wants to know.
Slices of cake.
Cake. She's a big cake eater.
What type of cake? I mean, that's too general.
I'm a donut. Do you know those Entenmann's chocolate frosted donuts?
Yeah. Oh, did you see the picture of me with the donuts in Omaha?
Yeah, there was a donut.
Did you put that on the website?
Yeah, it's on the website. Carla, you got to go to our Facebook page. There's a picture of Lee eating a donut the size of his head.
It was huge.
And he did eat it, by the way. I was with him. He ate the whole thing.
It was impressive.
I could do that.
So your thing is Entenmann's, the chocolate frosted one.
Yeah, remember those?
Oh, what do you mean, remember them? they still make them, and they're unbelievable.
I have one in my pocket.
Right, but can you eat only one of those things? Because they give you like 8 in a box, right? You can always go – you got to go 2 at least out of the gate.
Is it 8 or 10? It might be 10.
Maybe it's 10. I don't know. But I love the ones that I love for them, the donuts – that are the crumb cake type of donuts that are like frosted. Oh, man. You know what I'm talking about? Entenmann's? You don't know what, you know that?
I know what you mean.
Oh,
you
man,
know what?
They're so good. And I think they're chocolate. They have ones that are chocolate.
Let it go, dude. You're obsessing.
I think I'm going to
have
one.
In studio. We'll have a competition.
Really?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay.
What about you, Lee? What's your thing? Donuts?
Why are you getting me involved?
I want to know. Is it Dunkin' Donuts? What's your Holy Donuts?
Yeah, Holy
have
Donuts.
Carly, have you heard of Holy Donuts, by the way?
I have. I have not explored those. Those are semi-healthy, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fake healthy.
Yeah, they're really – they're unbelievably good. We got to get
they're
you hooked up
way
with
less
them.
Calories.
Yeah, they're like – what is it, 200 calories a donut?
No, that's how much a real donut has.
How much
they're
are
less.
These? They're less than
like
that?
Like 195.
Yeah, you can eat like 6 of them.
No, I don't know. Okay, I'm not going to ask the question from No More Bacon because he's trying to be funny, and there's only room for...
Oh, No More Bacon's coming on our show. We're going to get him on our show.
What?
Yeah, No More Bacon's going to be coming on our show.
How did this guy weasel on the show?
No, because Carlo hooked us up with him.
He's a fan of the bacon.
She's a big fan of him. He lost a lot of weight. We're going to get him on the show.
He did. He's a big success story.
Yeah, big success. Inspiration, Lee. People like those type of stories.
We're going to just let anybody on the show?
Absolutely. Well, if Carlo says so, we definitely are.
Fine. Then I'll... No, I'm still not going to do his question.
You got to save it.
Okay, the Fit Lounge, she's got a couple questions. Is the Fit Lounge a guy or girl?
Do you know? She's a woman.
Woman. I'll do all of hers at once. Best way to get rid of love handles and best way to build lean muscle.
Why would you want to get rid of love handles so someone can hold on to you?
Exactly.
Everybody. Handles, man.
Handles are the way to go.
You got to have handles.
You got the kettlebell?
They're safer.
They got handles?
They're safer.
Dumbbells have handles?
Okay, Carla, go ahead. Tell us about the love handles.
You know, it's all for me, the triad. And if I let, it's the cardio, it's the clean eating, and it's the weight training. And if I let one drop, you need to do all three. And not all three to excess, but you need all three. There's no spot reduction.
Carla, if you gain weight, where do you seem to notice it on you? Where does it seem to go to you? Like, what's the first place you'll notice? Oh, I'm putting on some weight. Is there a particular spot for you genetically?
Butt and legs.
Butt and legs.
Can I say butt?
Yes. You can say buttocks, you can say tush, you can say ass, derriere, they all work. So it's your
glutes and legs.
Your glutes and legs.
It's that processed white for me.
Now, when you say legs, is it the quads or the ankles? Where do you?
Yeah,
dude, what are you?
Saddlebags.
You're obsessing again.
Oh, I just want to know. Just
it's the saddlebags in the butt.
Saddlebags. Okay.
Okay. Let's see here. Jeep Jen. Do you know her?
Jeep Jen.
Or no, I got to know if these people are your friends or they're just some stalkers.
If they're carrying around the cardboard cutout of me.
Yes, right. Jeep Jen wants to know is, I want arms like Misfit. They are so sexy. How do I get them? I need details.
That's nice. Well, thank you, Jeep Jen. You know, it's the same thing for me. Genetics, I don't have very good genetics, so I need to do all three pieces. I eat a lot, but really healthy. And doing cardio every day, but 30 minutes, and lifting, but taking rest days. It sounds so trite, but it is really as simple as eat clean, move more. I'm not an eat less, move more one.
Yeah, but Carl, I've seen you at the supermarket. You also tend to, when you say you lift, you like to lift a lot of products at the supermarket and carry them around and do dumbbells with things. Isn't that part of your routine?
It is. I just filmed a exercise routine with, I love the all whites. Have you ever had those?
Yeah. Yeah.
Garlic and egg whites. Yeah. So I did a workout with that.
You did
love easy protein.
See that? So that's what you got
to
do.
You guys were meant for each other.
go to the supermarket. Why go to the gym when you can go to the supermarket?
Really?
Get a couple of gallons of distilled water and knock yourself out.
Yeah, as you're walking around.
Right.
Okay. We got a Bookie Boo. You know her?
I think Bookie Boo.
Yes. She says, give me some tips on how to start a weight training routine and what to eat during training.
You mean literally during training?
While you train, do you eat?
No.
I like ribs. That's what I at the gym.
Tiny food.
But then they get the bars get a little slippery, but, you know.
That's why we can work out at the grocery, because it's all right there. You know, I say full body. Without knowing her limitations, I think everybody, it's starting slowly. I mean, I would start my clients on full body once a week, increasing to twice a week, increasing to full body three times a week, starting gently and slowly. But for me, it's much more about the mind-muscle connection when you're starting out, realizing, okay, you're working your biceps and where they are and what it feels like to exercise them. Because so many of us aren't living in our bodies. We're just kind of walking around.
Yeah, I know the feeling there.
Well, Carla, it's always do you have any more questions for her?
That should do it for today.
Well, Ms. Fit, Carla Bernberg, it's always a pleasure having
you
on the show.
How is it for you, Carla? Enough about us. Are you enjoying these regular experiences?
I am.
Well, we love having you on the show.
It's the highlight of my day.
Well, we love having you on the show. And the website is MsFitOnline.com. Go there. Check out the videos. Check out the information. And the new the blog Botox,
right.
New facelift, uplift. Now, can you move? Is everything stiff on there? Nothing.
Is there any emotion?
Any frowns? Or any?
I look consistently shocked.
There you go.
Well, there's a lot of great information, and we always love having you on here, and we look forward to talking to you next month.
Thank you. you for having me.
Carla, take care. Have a great day. Check out Carla Bernberg, Misfit Online at misfitonline.com. And when you're online, check out Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy at drfitnessandthefatguy.com. Guess what, fans? Our new book is about to be released, 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child. Go there. Check it out. It'll be on our website real soon, and it's put out by Turner Publishing. And we are also going to be in Atlanta, May 15th and 16th at the Georgia World Congress Center.
In fact, we're in Atlanta
at the
now.
Live Expo. As a matter of fact, we're in Atlanta right this second. If you want to come visit us, come down to our studio right this second. We're here. Knock on our door and just wait till we're done with the show, and we'll talk to you.
Deal.
All right, like, let's bring on our next guest. We have with us the famous, the world famous tennis professional, the guy who knows how to train people to play tennis like the pros. He is Oscar Wegner, and he is back with us, and he is actually, I think, going to be in Atlanta next week. He's going to be doing some clinics here in town, and he's going to be teaching people how to play tennis. Oscar, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good morning. How are you?
Oscar, it's been so long since we've last talked to you. What is happening with you in California?
Well, you know, California has great weather, so we kind of weather the winter a little bit, we can say. But it's very interesting what is happening around the tennis world. Right now, the tour has moved to Europe.
Yes.
And some of the top players are experiencing some problems. Rafael Nadal is coming back. He used to be number two. He's coming back towards that position. But Roger Federer has had some heavy losses this year.
Yes.
He won the Australian Open, but after that, he has had a lot of trouble.
Now,
so it's very interesting. I was reading your newsletter, you know, about leftover food safety from yesterday, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, you're really giving people tips on how to manage, you know, their food without the, you know, abusing it.
Right, right. Now, Oscar, what do you think about the fact that that Nadal beat Federer on the grass, you know, last year or the year before, and now Federer has beaten Nadal on his favorite surface on the clay at the French Open? Do you think this is going to end up this season where they're both going to be battling it out again for the French Open and Wimbledon? How do you think it's going to play out for both of them?
Well, you know, actually, it was Söderling from Sweden who beat Nadal prior to him playing Federer, so he didn't get to play the final.
That's right.
At Wimbledon,
that's right. You're
know,
right.
It won again last year.
Yes.
And what happened was that Nadal was injured, but the year before, Nadal beat him both at the French and Wimbledon. This year is going to be very, very interesting because Federer apparently has lost the confidence, you know, in his game, and now it's going to be a toss-up, and the French Open is going to be a very telling tournament. And from then on to Wimbledon, Federer is the better player on grass. But against Nadal, he kind of has some weak moments and allowed Nadal to get on top of him on grass, which is very, very... a very different surface.
But right.
Now, I wanted to point out that there's a lot of similarities between things that happen to people. And what is happening with Federer, as he's getting older, he's accumulating all these bad experiences in which he loses, and so he's losing more often. And I was looking at what people really need to know is how experiences of the past affect them, you know, in present time.
Right.
And many times unknowingly. And so people get, like, different habits or different things keep repeating themselves. And this is why I use Dianetics with the players. You know, Dianetics, there's a famous book, Dianetics, The Modern Science of Mental Health.
No, I never heard of it. What is that?
Well, you heard about Dianetics?
No, I never heard of it.
What he's just kidding, Oscar. Of course he's heard of it.
It's been a bestseller since 1950, but except that it's something that needs to be brought to the public. is really an explanation of how the mind works and how incidents of the past affect you in present time, and it creates habits. And I can see how people, you know, in trying to improve their health or their well-being, don't realize that those habits sometimes are hard to break. Just to give you an example, you have an experience as a little kid, and you adopted some kind of survival for that experience,
right,
which sometimes is not very logical, but it stays with you for life.
Wow.
And that happens in tennis as well. You know, you get, you know, like Federer got lost a few times to Nadal, and then it's very hard to break, you know,
the pattern.
In a new match, it's
yes.
very hard to break that feeling that you are going to lose.
Right.
And so...
So how do you do that? Oscar, what do you do? How do you break that habit? You know, when you've in life and on the tennis court, they seem to be the same. What is it that you need to do to break those patterns to get you to the next to get you over the hump?
Well, you need to erase the earlier incidents, which is what Dianetics, you know, explains how, and it's a simple way of doing it, but you need to really know it and study it, because usually people justify to. I mean, to death, you know, really, why they're doing something, what happens, they blame it on other things, and then they really never take responsibility over it, because it's like an insidious thing. It's something way down your awareness level in many times, and it was a time when you thought, well, you know, this particular aspect, this way of operating is really what's making you survive. In actually could be totally different in present time, a different situation. So those things we need to clean up, and you need definite techniques to do that, and those are explained in Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health.
Now, Oscar, I have a question. Why do so many people think that Dianetics and the L. Ron Hubbard thing protects celebrities like that maybe gay and maybe they're not, and they're trying to hide that? Why is there so many rumors about that?
Well, I mean, I don't think there is anything hidden. What happens is there is confidentiality, you know, on the things you do in Dianetics, just like in other, you know, religions. You know, you don't talk about what the person has disclosed to you in private, in session. You know, it's like, unless it's something criminal, that then you tell the person to disclose it, you know, or else you have to leave, you know, the organization.
Right.
But, yeah, definitely, you know, celebrities like it. And some celebrities, like John Travolta, who was very marked by the death of a girlfriend that was very supportive of him.
Right.
He was in a very sad mood for years until he touched upon that incident with Dianetics. He cleaned it up, you know, and then he continued to do that with other parts of his life. And look at the success that he's had, you know, and even though sometimes you can have some incidents in your life that are very marking, again, and happen over in life, but when you erase them, you know, then you can see them analytically, but you're not affected by this reactive mind.
Right.
Reactive without you knowing.
But now, when you say erase them, are you really erasing them, or you're just learning how to cope with them?
Well, you actually, what happens when Ron Hubbard discovered is that the charge attached to those incidents, and that charge, even with a meter, you know, he saw that they affect you in your analytical mind. It actually drowns the analytical mind, and you. And you feel like you're the effect of something, you know, very strong without knowing what it is. So he actually discovered how the mind operates, how those pictures have not only all the perceptions from that moment, but also a charge which is painful, and then it hides the actual incident. So that is when you look at it, and you actually go to relive, you could say, or you feel all that pain as you're going through the incidents, and you go over and over until you can see it in full. And at that point, you know, the charge blows, and then you can see it analytically. And
right.
Then, like it happened to me when I was a child. I lost my father when I was 4 years old, and had that incident so buried But the main computation, the incident was that I couldn't love, that loving was very painful. And so I was 37, I had wonderful girlfriends, I couldn't marry them, I was afraid or loving. And then when I saw that incident in fall, you know, let me tell you that I had not cried from 40 years old to 37. And when I saw that incident, I started crying so much, I was soaking wet, my shirt was soaking wet. But after like 40 minutes of crying, I started seeing the incident in full, and I was able to erase that computation that loving was painful, you know, that I made when I was 40 years old.
Right.
And then from then on, yeah, I met a girl. I married her after a week. Okay, it was a little bit of a mistake. But
might be a little impulsive there, Oscar.
Yeah. But I could love everybody.
That's right. Now you're ready to love the world. You can embrace everyone after that point.
Now you think that if Federer starts crying over some of these losses, he can beat Nadal?
Federer does cry. He cries all the time. Maybe. On the court.
I don't think he's crying enough.
He's
having some problems.
He lost a couple times. He cried right away.
In all of us, you know, we have things that happen. Sometimes things, you know, like in the case of what you're treating people, it makes them eat, it makes them unhappy, you know, and they can't break this habit. Well, read the book Dianetics. You're going to find more about it.
Right.
Now, is Dianetics, is that a religion? Like, or can you be like Christian and still practice Dianetics, or do you have to abandon your Christianness? How does that work?
Yeah, it's more of a study of knowledge, a religion of religions, you could say, or a study of knowledge. Than it is like, you know, you have to, like, believe in a certain God or something like that. So there's Christian, Jews, you know, Muslims, you know. And I was a devout Christian as a child, and I'm still a Christian. But I, you know, this is something completely different in the sense that tells you how to handle life. It helps you handling life. It helps you understand what the mind is. And the mind is a tool. It's not the person. The person is above it. It's the awareness of awareness. It's the soul, the spirit, whatever you like to call it. But it's the operator. And the mind is just a tool. And when you learn how to use it, then you use it to your advantage.
Right. Now, Oscar, you're going to be here in Atlanta, I think next week or the week after. What's going on here in Atlanta? What do you got going on?
Well, I have a clinic going on in the afternoon of the 15th in Roswell. And by the way, I heard that you have something going on the 15th, and that maybe I come over and visit you.
Yeah, maybe we can get. Maybe we can.
We're doing the expo.
Oh yeah, we're gonna be. Yeah, actually, we're gonna be in downtown Atlanta.
Yeah, you can come by.
You can come by. Absolutely, we'd love to see you and say hi.
We'll be at Roswell from downtown.
Very close. It's maybe a half hour tops.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's very close.
I would love to meet you.
Yeah, we would love to see you. We're going to be at the Georgia World Congress Center, and we'll let us know. We'll make sure that we get.
What do you know the name of the club you're at in Roswell?
I don't recall exactly at the moment, but I'll have it posted. My website is tennisteacher.com, and I'll have it posted there. And we are almost full for the clinic. I think it's like. It's sold out. But people can come over and watch from the sidelines, you know, and see these techniques I teach, you know, that make tennis a very easy sport to learn.
Right.
And maybe some people need some exercise, and they would come over and take a look, and they would like tennis.
Right.
Absolutely.
And some others play tennis already, and they would want to develop their game.
It's the greatest game on earth because it teaches you about life and
you
about
play
yourself.
For life.
And you can play for life. It's that there's no other better game. Maybe soccer. Oscar, soccer is the one that comes closest to tennis, in my opinion. What about you?
And it teaches you a lot about yourself. Yeah, in tennis, you are alone on the court. You have to face your opponent, face the crowd, or even if there's not a crowd, you go through all these emotions.
Right.
And then actually it teaches you control. It teaches you how to perform. You know, and especially, like I said, if you know about how the mind could be affecting it, you can handle it.
Right.
So, absolutely. I think it's one of the greatest sports.
Right. Well, Oscar, we really appreciate you coming on the show today. The website is tennisteacher.com. Oscar Wegner, world-famous tennis pro. We look forward to having you here in Atlanta. He's going to be here in South Georgia May 15th and in Atlanta May 16th. And
doing the whole tour.
And it's always a pleasure, Oscar. And please come by and say hi. We'd love to meet with you.
Good. good, and I would love to recommend Dianetics.org Dianetics. For people that want more information on Dianetics.
Dianetics.org, right. and help transform
especially if
your
you're
life.
A celebrity.
Yes.
Have right. a wonderful time. I look forward to the 15th of May.
All right, okay. Oscar. Take care. Have a great day.
Bye.
That was world-famous tennis coach Oscar Wegner. Check him out at tennisteacher.com.
He taught the Williams sisters.
He taught everybody.
Early on.
And you got that accent. So when you got an accent, that, you're a tennis
your
pro,
rate goes
man.
Up.
Your goes up. Anyone for us, Lee? Is that anything I need to know about? Okay. Well, let's end the show then. I want to thank our guest, Carla Bernberg, Ms. Fit. Check her out on misfitonline.org.
She's moving up the rankings, huh, of favorite guests?
She's awesome. I like her. I like her. And also Oscar Wegner. Check him out at tennisteacher.com. And also, he's a big fan of Dianetics.
I could see that.
.org. Check that out. Change your life. It's not a religion.
Who knew?
I didn't know that.
Did not know. Learn something new on this show.
Make sure you check out our website and check out a bunch of things. I want you to check out Supersized Cycles. If you're a big person and want to ride a
Fat
bike.
Fat guy big.
If you're a big person and can't ride a bike, now you can.
Now you can. No
Go
excuses.
To SupersizedCycles.com. Check them out. And also check out Trek Desk. This, you got to check this out. They have them now in stock.
I know somebody who bought one.
You do you? Yeah. Somebody that you turned on to?
Absolutely.
Check it out, trekdesk.com. It fits. It's a desk that fits over any treadmill. Set it. You can
set
do
it
work.
And forget it.
Set it and forget it. You can do your work all day long and set the treadmill to about a mile per hour. Burn more calories than you could ever imagine. Lose
eat
weight.
All you want.
Don't eat all you want.
You,
that's could, not
you know what? Pull that up
fans.
To a buffet table.
Yeah.
Treadmill, buffet table. What do you think of that, doctor? Yeah.
Well, I think everybody should be eating on the treadmill. That's yeah. You should have five treadmills going in the house, everybody at the kitchen table.
That's a way to fly. Moving sidewalks in your house. Mark it down.
It's the future for Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. That's how we see the world, people.
Exactly. Got to be moving.
Absolutely. And so check out Trek Desk. Check out... and make sure you check out the Alive Fitness Expo on May 15th.
Meet us in
and
person, Atlanta,
Georgia
people.
World Congress Center. We'll be there. Go to our website, check out more information about
that. You might even
that.
Get to meet Oscar Wegner.
Well, he might be coming down.
And he
down.
Might bring John Travolta or Tom Cruise or Kirstie Alley.
He might be coming down. And also, I want you to check out the greatest chips on the planet Earth, Pop Chips. They're not fried, they're not baked,
they're popped.
Air popped. They're wonderful, they're good, low calories, great chips. And that's all I got, Lee. For Lee Cantor, I am Dr. Adam Schaffer. Remember, our new book is about to be released, 37 Ways to Raise an Active Child. And remember, what
you
is it? We
forgot that? To...
What we make doing. Healthy living.
Fun for everyone.
Have a great week. Get outside, exercise. It only takes 5 minutes, guys. Change your attitude. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.